The Blind Man at the Gate, written and narrated by Tony Dawson. Mother Superior Sister Claire was very vain and pretty. When out and about, she was quite aware of turning men's heads in the city. One morning a novice reported at 8, when Claire was dealing with admin. "A blind man's waiting at the gate to see you." "Well, kindly let him in." She smiled to think that somebody blind had asked to see a simple nun. Sister Saucy made up her mind that she would have a bit of fun. "Hang on a minute, I must prepare for tomorrow," she said to the man now standing by her chair. Claire opened a drawer, took out a fan, removed her coif, shook out her hair, adopted the pose of a Muslim houri, took off her habit and underwear, and began to dance like Mata Hari. "Admin's a bane, it's something I hate, and keeping you waiting is really a sin." "I guessed I'd probably have to wait, so don't mind me," he replied with a grin. I wondered why Monsignor Hind insisted on me dropping by to measure your window and fit a blind, and now I've seen the reason why.